Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Through the pandemic, the Tulsa Office of Film, Music, Arts, and Culture has tried to support the city's creative arts community with venue grants to support live performance. Over $190,000 was distributed last fall to 26 venues around the county through the Tulsa County's CARE Act funding, which was distributed through Play Tulsa Music. Now private capital is being used to support venues now that the community is fully opening up. $100,000 in grants will be announced at the end of this week for live performances in July, August, and September. In addition, the Tulsa FMAC, as it's called, the Film, Music, Arts, and Culture Office, and Tulsa Regional Tourism has a strategy in place to grow Tulsa's musical presence and support the creative arts community. The Tulsa Music Strategy was released back in February, and this five-year plan is designed to grow Tulsa's musical perception nationally and regionally and remove barriers for our creative artists to bring more opportunity and economic benefits their way. I'm joined today by Abby Curran, the Executive Director of the Tulsa Office of Film, Music, Arts, and Culture, to talk about Play Tulsa Music and their Tulsa Music Strategy. Abby Curran, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Tell us a little bit about Play Tulsa Music.
Sure. So Play Tulsa Music is an initiative from our office, and we actually conceptualized it and launched it last year in 2020, just right towards the end of the summer. And it was supported and funded through Tulsa County CARES funding. So we are very appreciative of the Tulsa County Commissioners for supporting our music ecosystem. But the idea behind Play Tulsa Music and its creation was understanding what was going on within our music community and how we could help, especially during the pandemic. And so in talking to just a variety of, you know, industry members throughout the city, we really identified that the help that was needed was kind of twofold. You know, venues were lower capacity and musicians weren't having as many gigs, and that was really a lot of people's bread and butter in terms of financial support. And so how could we meet the two together? So we launched Play Tulsa Music as a fund for venues to access to help pay local musicians and get them back to work performing safely. So it was really a win-win-win, if you will. It was an opportunity for the musician to get back to performing live, but then the venue was supported in allowing funding to help them pay for the live local music performance. And then in turn, the audience got to be back in venues or inside and outside and seeing live music, because we are a Tulsa music city.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of that momentum was curtailed by, again, the next peak of COVID infections. Although we didn't shut down, that still really shuttered an awful lot of music. And, you know, people were not wanting to come out. Musicians were rightly fearful of being put in situations where they could contract the virus. So a lot of that momentum from that first effort, you know, I can't imagine it continued. Now you're launching the second one. This is with private funds. So what's going to happen this year?
Sure. So yes, you know, of course, safety was top priority even in 2020. And we worked with each venue for them to submit a COVID safety plan, ensuring, you know, making sure everyone felt comfortable getting back to live performances. And I've got to mention, Rich, that we were able to help support 26 venues in creating over 700 live performances. So that money was directly funded to funneled to the musicians, as well as in the tech side. So, you know, the audio engineers and, you know, really the individuals that were doing lights and sound, and the list goes on that support live music. And that was just from a three-month window. We launched it in September, and then the funding ran out in the end of December. But yes, to that point, we got to work this year in trying to identify, you know, the program was successful. It's unique to Tulsa. We had a great opportunity to talk to a lot of cities around the country that were like, how did you do this? And in talking with our venues and musicians again, we really thought it's imperative that we continue this work. So with amazing private funding and opportunities, we have launched Play Tulsa Music 2021 at the end of June, and we have announced a three-month-long festival. So it's a festival-esque, if you will, in satellite venues across the city for venues to access funding to pay musicians. But it'll last from July until the end of September with private funding, and we are excited to offer this.
Now, what exactly does a Play Tulsa Music grant to a venue entail?
When venues apply online at playtulsamusic.com, you know, you have an application process. We've worked with commercial risk services to do a pandemic checklist to also continue to ensure that that safe mindset of having these live performances happen in person again. So submitting a proper budget along with a schedule, and just a reminder, this is all for our local musicians. So we are trying to get back our local musicians back to work on our local stages. And so the eligible venues are music venues, dedicated music venues, but also attractions, also bars, restaurants, and hotels. So if you're interested in hiring live local musicians, this fund is for you.
As I understand it, they will, if they apply successfully, the fund will underwrite about half of the cost of presenting live music. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Up to half.
Up to half. You know, we've been really overwhelmed within even just the first week of requests, and the numbers are looking really great. And so soon everyone will be able to visit, actually this week, playtulsamusic.com to see all of the events that this fund is supporting and get out to those venues, see a show. But then also, you know, this is, and it's going quickly, but we really are hopeful that we will have more funding coming in and we can extend the life of this program because help is still needed. And that's what this is intended for.
Yeah, you think about a lot of the venues, you might have stagehands involved. You might have, if it's a large venue, you certainly have technicians. Those are costs that have just not been sustainable when you have reduced capacity or even at some points, no capacity. So I guess the bigger question I have is have you done any sort of survey of the impact of the pandemic on Tulsa's creative arts community, which that, in, you know, that incorporates everything from musicians to sound people to stagehands to film production mm-hmm. folks to visual arts and, you know, all sorts of arts and cultural jobs. Have any sense of what the pandemic, how that's affected the city's creative community?
It has been so hard to see the impact that the pandemic has had on our arts community. I know we certainly lean on Oklahomans for the Arts and their data, along with the U.S. Association as well. You know, it's been so tough to see, especially our musicians and our venues, and the list goes on, not have work last year. And from a Tulsa City perspective, you know, one of our main missions of our office is to promote Tulsa as the top music city that it is, along with providing resources within our community. And of course, when the pandemic hit, you know, that's the scary scenario, that these incredibly talented people didn't have work. And then also the component is looking long term, you know, if not supported, will they go somewhere else? And we can't have that. We must take care of our community. And so many great organizations are doing that. You know, I know that musicians specifically found assistance with the incredible Red Dirt Relief Fund. And so this is a different component, a different fund that allows support for getting back to work. And our goal is we want to make sure that these musicians, these venues, and like you said, everyone associated with the live music sector feels supported.
You know, one of the big issues, you know, when a musician is self-employed, and of course we had all sorts of difficulties with the unemployment system, which for the first time went out to self-employed folks, but being able to register to actually get funding through the unemployment system. I know it was an incredible challenge. And you had musicians with no money for months waiting on the unemployment situation to kick in. I'm just wondering if you've heard stories like that. Conversely, this is also an opportunity for the city because since the whole country was in the same boat, you had many artists who had left the city, who had roots here, who came back because there was no work where they were.
Right. You know, I think that Oklahoma, especially Tulsa, you know, Tulsa as a whole is really the creative hub of our area, and we're really proud of that and want to support it. And we've also noticed, even through the pandemic, like you said, people from different states and cities looking elsewhere. The reality is cost of doing business along with housing costs, and the list goes on and on. You can do it here, and people can also work remotely and, you know, feel supported. And so we have seen a lot of people relocate to Tulsa, or like you said, come back to Tulsa. And that's definitely an interesting component. But then looking to the future too, you know, we're always of the mindset creating that sustainable structure for our creative industries to make sure that there isn't a mass exodus. And so, you know, constantly those ideas and conversations are happening in our community.
My guest today is Abby Curran, the Executive Director of the Tulsa Office of Film, Music, Arts, and Culture, FMAC for short. Tulsa FMAC has launched their 2021 version of Play Tulsa Music. This year, it's a $100,000 privately funded fund to support Tulsa area venues hiring of local musicians during July, August, and September. When we think of hiring local musicians and venues, we think of, you know, the usual suspects, the places where you would go to listen to music, restaurants, bars, dedicated music venues. Are you seeing some unusual applications for other types of musical activities?
Ooh, I love that question. You know, yes, you know, absolutely. Hotels have reached out to us because, you know, there really are a lot of great restaurants and bars in our hotels throughout Tulsa, along with restaurants in general. You know, that's a really great opportunity for our community, along with visitors, to get out and explore and see music in so many different places. So we are about to announce, like I said, at the end of this week, specifically, you can visit playtulsamusic.com and see all of the events that have been supported through this funding. And we can't wait to get out and see all these shows.
Now, Will, when you see a performance that is utilizing Play Tulsa Music, will there be some sort of announcement at that venue or signage that lets people know that this is being supported?
Yes, there will be signage on the stage, along with posters will be around in all of the venues. You know, we have an incredible brand that was created from an amazing creative talent. His name's Trey Faxton of Goldmill Creative, and he is the major mind behind this bright green, inspiring brand. And so everyone will be able to see that tied in into all the performances.
Now, obviously, this will hopefully be a boon to the local music community. But longer term, what is the efforts of the Tulsa office to support the creative community in the long term? For a long time, you know, in Tulsa, as you well know, it was like you got to a certain level and then you had to move somewhere else. Well, the internet has changed that a little bit. But still, there, you know, a lot of times musicians, film support folks, technicians and the like, they go to where the jobs are. What's the longer term goal to make this a place where you can learn a craft and skill and stay in the community?
You know, yes, we recently in February of this year launched the Tulsa Music Strategy. And a lot of those points are hit within that strategy. About 3 years ago, Rich, we started a conversation with an international firm based out of London, actually, called Sound Diplomacy. And really, they're the leading experts in understanding music's impact on economies in cities as well as states. And so we started working with them. of course, the pandemic hit. We slowed things down a bit, but finally in August of last year, we thought, we've got to proceed. This is important work for Tulsa. We need to understand the impact that music has on Tulsa's economy. So throughout surveys, along with one-on-one meetings and virtual roundtables, all virtual, we scoured our industry and specifically the music industry sector to understand those data points. And beyond excited to share that that study found that, you know, from pre-pandemic, Tulsa really supported music and music supported Tulsa's economy to the tune of $335 million annually. That is a huge impact that music has. And that covers a wide range of live performances, recording studios, educational, the education side. You know, the list goes on, and you can view all of the different categories and the representation in the strategy, which can be found on our website at TulsaFMAC.com. But, you know, what else that study found was from 2004 to 2018, music actually is the largest growing industry in Tulsa. And so that is an eye-opening component. But along with that, music also supports around 4,400 jobs in our community. So music has a huge impact, and it's imperative that we continue that work in looking to the future. You know, us along with a lot of our partners and collaborators, you know, our live music scene is top notch, but then we do need to add a lot that goes into the music industry side. So publicity, booking, management, labels, all that stuff is a needed component to grow our scene, but the music ecosystem is here. And the goal of that strategy was really to say, everyone interested and or working in music should be able to do so full time and in their own capacity by, gosh, I believe 2026. Mm-hmm. And that's the goal behind this strategy. And so we have a 5-year roadmap set in place, and we are starting to tackle what those items look like. So year one, we have 7 items on our to-do list, and number one, create a Tulsa music industry task force. We're in the process now of that. We're finalizing that list this month, and our first meeting will hopefully be held next month. But we did a call to our music industry, local music industry, and had a great response. People are engaged. They want to be a part of this, which they should be. This is for the Tulsa music community. And also on that list is an awareness and an appreciation campaign that ties to our work with establishing Tulsa as Tulsa Music Month with the city of Tulsa, which is definitely something we can chat about. And there's a lot of different other components, but this 5-year strategy will continue to keep the work in motion to create a sustainable industry that furthers the growth of the music industry in Tulsa.
It was interesting when I looked at the plan, you know, the current economic and employment impact of the city's creative arts community is actually slightly higher than the national average. Mm-hmm. But again, you also have aspirational targets, some of which are maybe reachable. One like New York City, probably never. But, you know, some are very aspirational targets. What's the plan to increase that output? You mentioned this music task force. The report also identifies a number of weaknesses, threats, and opportunities, and also regulatory changes. You know, one was like creating an environment that encourages busking. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of interesting things with, you know, have to deal with how musicians move in and out of venues. Adequate parking or loading areas. So is this something that you'll be presenting to the city council on a regulatory front at some point?
We're hopeful for the opportunity. Absolutely. Really, this is going to be just a great chance for the music community as well as multiple other, partners, whether it be citywide, foundation, the list goes on and on because everyone has a contributing factor to this impact. So it's really looking at all of those touch points. Like you said, it identifies the threats and weaknesses. you know, we are on a great path and have been, and now more so than ever. And so this is a great opportunity to come together, be engaged, and make those moves. You know, yes, are we going to, you know, I mean, the thing is Tulsa is a top music city, and we are proud of what we've got going on here. And so a lot of that also comes with an awareness campaign, you know, not just to Tulsans, but also to, you know, is it the drive market? It's a national market. It ties into our work with, you know, we're one of four cities with an official presence at South by Southwest. Like, that makes that work all the more important to continue getting the message out that we are a music city. It's it encompasses, you know, relocation guides, really trying to promote what we've got going on here in Tulsa to the industry, but also support financially local initiatives to get off the ground. Is it more labels? Is it more management companies, booking, publicity, you know, tour management? The list goes on and on. And so the idea is to bring as many minds together to make those a reality.
Beyond the awareness campaign and the task force, it'll obviously identify your first targets. You said there was a list of seven. What are some of the really targeted approaches on that first seven that you think this is something your group and the office can address pretty early on?
Like you said, one of them was busking codes, making sure that was actually top seven as well. Because, you know, in a city that supports live music, you know, performing outside on sidewalks is just as important. And there is a lot of opportunity there as well, making sure that, you know, the city along with then the industry is on the same page and that everyone is compliant and working together. You know, we did the same thing on the film side as well, you know, when we established our office, making sure that we had a film permit process with the city and making sure that we were tracking productions. The same would go for then busking. So establishing that, really looking at, is there a way for us to come together and collaborate in terms of venues for, you know, local pay, making sure that these musicians are paid fairly for their time and talent. You know, that's something that those are conversations that we need to have. It's continuously, I mean, Rich, my goodness, for as many people as you interview, it's just an exciting time to be in Tulsa. And it has been, and it will continue to be.
It's interesting you mentioned the busking. You know, just prior to the pandemic, it was like when you went to downtown, you were beginning to see, I don't know if it was a organized busking scene or a wildcat one, but there it was for the, I think, first time I can ever remember in Tulsa. You know, there's been a few sort of lonely buskers, but it was like, wow, there's actually competition for street corners now. And
right. And this is in no way meant to, you know, make, you know, regulations. The idea here is to make sure it feels supported and safe and acknowledged.
Yeah, because, you don't have subway tunnels to busk, so really it is going to be street corners. And that has to be done with, I assume, some regulation. It's interesting that, this strategy, it looks like you have a five-year process to really increase the visibility of the musical community. But I was struck by something you mentioned, and it was also mentioned in the report, is there's such a wide variety of compensation in the city. Now, in, you know, Eastern cities and even sometimes in Western cities with a strong musical union presence, a lot of that is regulated. But in the middle of the country, there's not a strong union presence. So you have, you know, bands playing for peanuts on one hand and other ones playing for thousands. And, it is really a very interesting market. How do you go about trying to create a situation where you have livable wages for a lot of local musicians?
Really, the first step is to start assessing, you know, what's going on in the community, really understanding where the venues are coming from along with the musicians. You know, an incredible example in our city is the Tulsa Symphony, along with, you know, so many incredible musicians. But, now is the time, once we establish our task force, moving forward, making sure that everyone has a voice and is a part of those conversations, because it's important. People need to be paid fairly, and we are supportive that 100% people must be paid for their work and talent.
Well, the Tulsa FMAC Play Tulsa Music program is getting underway this month to support Tulsa area venues hiring local musicians during July, August, and September. Are you hopeful that you'll be able to attract more funds, and this is something that will maybe push on towards winter, or do you think this is really going to be a summer program?
We are extremely optimistic that there could be more funding opportunities. Our sincere goal is this is a yearly fund. The time is absolutely now to help, and we need to keep these incredibly talented musicians working, and people need to get out and support them and see a live show. And so, yes, hopeful that we can continue it throughout the rest of the year.
How will you measure success from something like this? Is it basically a return to a vibrant local music scene where, you have, I just remember, a year or two before the pandemic, there was a calendar every week and there was tons of local music activities you could go see. Of course, that is long gone.
Right. Absolutely. That is the goal. Success for us is how many venues can we help? How many live performances does that support? And in turn, those are really great numbers. That's how we are measuring success. And like you said, just being able to also, another component of this is a marketing campaign attached and making sure that Tulsans are aware, along with, people in the drive market are aware of all of the music opportunities that people can get out and see, and people coming to these venues and supporting. That is success to us.
All right. How do people learn more about the music strategy and everything else? What's the website?
You can find everything about Play Tulsa Music, along with information about our film and music office, as well as info on Tulsa Music Month, which is the entire month of July in Tulsa, at tulsafmac.com. And for venues interested in applying, please visit playtulsamusic.com and see a show, book a show at playtulsamusic.com as well.
All right, Abby, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Rich.
Abby Curran is the executive director of the Tulsa Office of Film, Music, Arts, and Culture, speaking with us about the Tulsa Music Strategy, as well as Play Tulsa Music, a $100,000 fund to support Tulsa area venues hiring local musicians during July, August, and September. Those venues will be announced later this week. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.